I guess we're getting to a point where it'll be every man and woman for themselves. I think one of the most interesting question about the election next year is whether we will actually see a genuine anti-government reaction against the sitting members. And people always talk about that, and they always say it's the worst ever government, and it never quite works out like that. But my sense is that there is a kind of disillusionment with the government this time that may translate into reaction against the sitting members. So the task for the sitting members is to distance themselves from the government and pretend that they've been anti-government all along, which will include a number of former ministers who were very clearly part of the government for quite a long time.
And does that make life very difficult for any chief minister, that all of your ministers at that point will be trying to, if they're going to be trying to go for re-election, they'll be distancing themselves from you because they know almost that their future rests with their constituents and not so much with the chief minister anymore?
Yes, it does make it difficult. I don't say that all the ministers will do that. I think some of them will stick to their guns, and they deserve credit for that. It's entirely possible that the chief minister himself could distance himself from his own government's policies. That can happen, and hope that people have short memories.
Looking back over this administration, what do you think will define it? I mean, I suppose that's, well, what is Alfred Cannon's legacy?
I think there's two things that are of concern to the public. I think the population and economic policy, which was very radical, people have really struggled to understand and accept. The idea that the island's future is just purely by building up the numbers, I don't think people get that. And also concern about the public finances. At the beginning of the administration, there was no mention of efficiency or restraint. It was very much a kind of free spending approach, an expansionist approach. Latterly, the chief minister at least has recognised the way the wind's blowing and is now an emphasis on efficiencies. But they seem very small in the overall scheme of things. And there's no sign really that the Treasury minister, who's clearly from a different political camp to the chief minister, is particularly bought into this kind of smaller, slimmer government idea.
Because they're talking about saving £10 million each year, but there's £1.1 billion of expenditure in the budget.
Yeah. I mean, I think when you if you're being realistic, you have to kind of start small. But what they're not talking about is more radical reform of the government structure. For example, actually getting rid of the departments and making government one single legal entity, which sounds very technical and abstract, but is actually quite a bold and interesting idea. And I think it all depends on how you explain these things to people. But they're not talking about that. They're not talking about any really drastic changes to the structure of government or even having the debate about what government should be doing.
And let's talk more about radical reform. Do you think we could start seeing more party politics emerging?
There's some stirrings in that direction. Historically, of course, party politics as a system hasn't taken root in the Isle of Man. The only party that's really had any longevity is the Manx Labour Party. And they tend to operate as a very, very kind of loose unit, to put it mildly, and they're fairly small representation now. The danger, I think, is that you'll get several different initiatives taking off and that there'll be a fragmentation and that these things won't particularly get anywhere. And candidates, I think, will still think that their best bet stands as being an independent.
Something we've been hearing recently is this concept of political accountability and how a lack of a party system works to the detriment of that. Is that a fair analysis?
I think so. I think that one of the peculiarities of our system is the way that members can both be in government and outside it to suit themselves. So for most of the 5 years, they'll be working in government departments. They'll take all sorts of government positions. And then by the time it gets to the election, nobody seems to be responsible for what's happened. You can blame the other members. You can blame the civil servants. There is no collective responsibility, collective accountability to the public. And I think this time that has to change. I think people have to be pinned down.
Over the past few years, we've seen a debate about the conduct of politicians and the tone of political discourse. Laurie Hooper seems to think that political culture is deteriorating and becoming increasingly toxic. Is that something you would agree with?
I suppose it's a kind of global issue, isn't it? I'm not sure. I suppose that the social media influence on that, which is considerable, that affects the Isle of Man as well. So you've got this kind of poisonous channel running behind politics the whole time, which is very depressing and obviously would put people off, put some good people off. But I can't claim to have any answers to how to deal with that.
Well, what would you see as being the major issues that will likely dominate the 2026 election campaign?
Well, I can think of what the issues should be, and I think it's a cliche, but the island is at a crossroads now. There's all sorts of big issues where we need to have some sense of direction and not just kind of waffle around them and hope for the best. So I think we need to get all candidates, either the sitting members or the new candidates, to actually be clear about where they stand on these big issues, like the future of the health services. You know, does it actually need more money, or does it just need to be more efficient? If we want a good health service, perhaps we do have to put more money into it. But these are the kind of difficult debates we have to face up to. The issue of population growth and inward migration policies, you know, do we need to be building a low-wage economy, or should we start being a bit more selective? Just basically those kind of basic left-right issues about the size, cost and role of government, we need to have some sense of people's orientation and their basic political instincts. And nowadays, the old excuse about, well, I'll work it out when I get in there because I haven't got enough. It doesn't really wash anymore. There is a lot of information on the web, online information. So people really, we can expect our candidates to at least have done their homework and to have some ideas, not all the answers, but some ideas on the big national questions.
Voter turnout has been fairly modest in recent elections. Obviously, we had the Electoral Commission tasked with coming up with new ways to boost voter turnout. Do you think public engagement in Manx politics is wavering at all?
I think it has been declining. It may be that if there is that groundswell of concern out there, that will actually result in a higher level of engagement. I think it would be helpful if the candidates who share similar principles and similar approaches, I don't think they would necessarily need to form a party, but if there was some kind of platform that they could stand on, some kind of shared platform, maybe even some kind of charter so that, you know, all the candidates who believe in maybe, you know, smaller government, lower tax, something as basic as that, if there was some kind of charter or something that people would sign up to, that would give you a starting point as to where people stood. And I think that if the election was actually clearly about these big issues, then people might engage more.
And the Isle of Man often prides itself on political stability. I mean, although we've seen the most number of ministerial sackings in any administration, if I'm not mistaken, in the last 4 years. But does that sense of stability, is that an asset or does that detract from productivity? Can it lead to complacency?
I think so. I always thought that it was... it was always used as something to advertise the island to potential investors and so on. And I think it basically meant that we didn't have real politics, and that, you know, whatever happened, nothing was going to change, which is a kind of odd thing to boast about.
So it's more of a marketing ploy as opposed to...
I never really bought into it. But having said that, I mean, the obvious instability internally of the last few years isn't a healthy thing, because for one thing, I mean, ministers don't have time to command their brief. You know, they can't really get a handle on their departments. So you've kind of got a succession of ministers coming and going. Who's actually running the show if they're not in their seat long enough to learn the job?
And I suppose that plays into the criticism that we often see, is that civil servants are the ones running it as opposed to the ministers.
Yeah. And there has to be, I guess, where you've got a system of independence and the politicians themselves don't have any clear common policies, there's always that danger that the civil servants end up steering the ship. I tend to think that that's overstated, and that it's a convenient excuse for the politicians when the public are angry about something. It's very easy for people to blame the civil servants. And I think that it's something of a scapegoat, actually, quite often.
And just finally, if you were to give some advice to the incoming administration in 2026, what would you put at the very top of their agenda?
I would hesitate to give anyone advice, really. I think having some clarity about the future of health services, I think it's too important just to kind of muddle through on that.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.